Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the
busy?
No, you want to dance?
Hi, Vera.
Boo! Pick up two bacon and eggs. Come here, Alice. I see your boyfriend's back.
Mel, he's not my boyfriend.
See him on your own time, will you?
I said he's not my boyfriend.
What are you doing back there?
Giving Birds Jenkins a thrill. Every time I lean over to check the sugar bowl, I get a 50-cent tip.
Give me a thrill. Pick up your orders.
Oh, kiss my grits.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry, dear. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Excuse me. Look.
Did you change your mind?
No.
Hey, look, now two people meet, one asks the other out to dinner. Now, what could possibly happen?
Well, one person could say no, and the other person could leave. Listen, would you please go? I'm going to lose my job.
All right, but I'll be back.
Now, you, Tommy, Mel fixed you a nice plate of a special. Now, the least you can do is eat it.
Oh, come on, Mom. When the special is lamb stew and lima beans, the most I can do is eat it.
You know, you were a lot nicer before my fall from the heights of stardom.
Singing in a piano bar in Kansas City was stardom.
You know what I like about you?
What?
Ha ha, you can't think of anything either, huh? Come on, you're gonna be late for school.
Wait,
go!
I haven't figured out your tip yet.
Well, figure this, 15% of nothing is nothing. Goodbye, I love you.
Morning, stuff!
Hiya, Flo!
Whoops! Watch it! You'll blow that pacemaker.
You sure are a pretty little sugar plum. Ain't seen you around. You work here?
Yeah, I've been here about 4 or 5 weeks.
I'm sorry.
Don't leave me.
I'll give you a candy bar if you come in the back room with me for 5 minutes.
Could you excuse me for a minute, please? See that guy over there? Don't look. You want to know what he just said to me?
Oh, relax, honey. He's harmless. He don't know what he's saying half the time. You want to know what he said to me once? No, I suppose you don't. Well, he's too old for you anyhow. Stick with that kid.
What kid?
The one that Mel just told you to get rid of, that little cutie that's been hanging around you for the last couple of days. You suppose he's got an older brother? Or a father. I'll take the father.
Take them all, and I'll give you Rip Van Raunchy over there, too.
Well, smell you, Princess Gray.
Missy, would you like a candy bar? Mr.
Hey, you gorgeous. Hello again.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. Please get this straight. I don't want to go out with you. You got it?
Not quite. Now, what's wrong with me? I made the honor roll in high school. I was a Boy Scout. I help old ladies across the street.
Well, you ain't going to help this old lady across the street.
Why not?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Look, I've made this napkin into a rose.
Oh, that's pretty. That's beautiful. You have the longest eyelashes. You should be in the movies. Hey, listen, could you leave the two of us alone for just a minute, please? Now, you were saying.
Yes, why I won't go out to dinner with you. A, I am a widow. I have a good 10 years on you. I'm old enough to be your grand... your babysitter. B, I am a babysitter for my own 12-year-old son. C, my last date turned out to have a wife who looked to be about 19 months pregnant. D, I am a singer, and I'm saving my nighttime energy towards getting another singing job. E...
I didn't know that you were a singer. I'm an agent in Hollywood. I handle performers.
Say that again.
I said I didn't know that you were a singer.
No. The other part.
Oh, I'm an agent? I handle performers?
Yeah, that's the part.
I'm an agent. I handle performers.
You are. You're not.
Yeah.
You do? You don't.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What for?
Are you really an agent?
Yes.
That could get a person a singing job?
Sure.
Well, like you said, who could die from a little dinner?
Nobody, so I'll pick you up here tonight.
Well, but now I have to work late tonight.
All right, tomorrow night. What time you get off?
5:30.
All right, I'll pick you up here tomorrow night, 5:30.
5:30, you gotta be somewhere before the prices change.
Flo, he's an agent.
An agent?
Yeah.
That kid, come on. Yesterday after lunch, I had to burp him.
I know, Flo. You see, it's babies like that that are taking over the music business now. See, Flo, you don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about music. Honey, you're looking at a 5-time VFW Jitterbug Jam. So don't tell me about show business.
Well, I don't care. It's a chance, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to go for dinner with him, and maybe if I can get him to hear me sing, he may be willing to handle me.
I'll buy that last part.
Flo?
Yeah?
Kiss my grits.
You really think this adolescent agent will take us to Hollywood and you get to be Doris Day?
Yeah. Why? Where does it say I don't get lucky? Huh? Where is it written that Alice Hyatt doesn't get to be a singer? You don't know everything, you know. You're only 12 years old.
Almost 13.
You may not make it.
You're right. This could be it.
You bet it could. I know it could. All I need is... Are you talking down to me? Huh? Am I being talked down to by a 12-year-old?
I said it could happen. You want me to slit open a vein and sign it in blood?
I'm sorry, honey. I know it's been hard on you. Having to move and make new friends and all. But what was so terrific about Jersey, huh? Phoenix. Phoenix got, fresh air. Sunshine. Cactus. We're doing the right thing, don't you think?
Sure we are. And you're right. This guy could be your big break.
You really think so?
Absolutely. But like you say, what do I know? I'm only 12.
Oh, God. I don't know, Mel. Would you like me to stop what I'm doing and search the scenic southwest for her?
All I asked is where the hell Vera was.
Mel, I got a riddle for you. How is Vera like that burger deluxe hour?
I give up.
Hey, the one out here.
Just a minute. Sometimes they're broken. Right. I gotta go in the back room. We're all out. Just a minute. I'll be right back.
Mel, why don't you get some help in here? You're always sure to help.
I don't want a candy bar. Sorry.
I told you not to worry about him.
Geez, for a guy who's slow on his feet, he sure is fast with his hands, you know?
Maybe I'll have some of that mature stuff.
Mature? He couldn't even get the wrapper off the candy bar.
Hey, Wait till you say Vera.
Is she here?
Yeah, and she thinks she's going to Hollywood with you.
I'm not going to Hollywood. If I don't get him to hear me sing, I'm not going to Hollywood.
Well, sing for him tonight.
What am I supposed to do for accompaniment? Slap two flapjacks together? I need a piano. One sweet little old upright's all I need.
Well, surprise.
Yeah, great.
Well, drink them. You've been hollering for them.
Here, honey, look after my tables. I'll be back in just a jiffy.
Well, I'll look after her tables, but I won't lean over her sugar bowls. What are you looking at? Eat your liver.
Frame in here.
What was that?
That was an audition.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you look pretty.
Thank you.
Now, I figure we have a quick dinner, we shoot to your place, put the kid to bed, and then we let the good times roll.
Well, the good times are going to have to wait till Flo gets back.
She's going with us?
Okay, Cleo, honey, come on. Drop this way. Right into you, Cleo. Here we go. Okay, everybody, free show tonight.
What the hell is that?
It's a piano. Alice is going to sing.
Not in here. What kind of place you think I'm running?
I'm too much of a lady to answer that. Cleo, get the lead out, honey. Come on, here we go.
How would you like to be an out-of-work hash slinger?
How'd you like to get along tomorrow with just Vera?
Come on, honey. Come on down here.
Okay, Cleo, you and Cecil go sit right back there. You're the guest of honor.
Oh,
okay, Flo. Here you go, honey. How you like it?
Oh, I love it. How'd you get it?
Well, Cleo Buford runs the music store, so I just bought him a few beers and unbuttoned the old top button and made a couple of promises that I have no intention of keeping. So see, he's got to have the piano back by the time the store closes.
What would you like to hear, a ballad or an up-tempo?
Either one, as long as it's fast.
What kind of singers do you handle?
Well, what do you care? Like you said, it's a chance. Sing.
I can play the clarinet.
Vera, right up here, honey. Okay, now, you jerks, everybody be quiet. Now, this is going to be some high-class entertainment. Miss Alice Hyatt. Break your leg, honey.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around, finally found somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be sad, just to be glad, thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do, for nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you, wonderful you. It had to be you.
Just great. Very great. Can we get started?
Well, what kind of place do you see her in? A big one or a little one?
Listen, I'm really hungry.
You know, I see her in one of those small bars with just a pen and a microphone, one of those brandy sifters to put her tips in.
I don't even care what kind of a place it is, as long as it's a place.
Listen, I feel funny talking business here. Can we go
on? Sure. Oh, Flo.
Oh,
thanks, Flo.
Alice, honey. You really sing good.
Oh,
I wish you could wait on tables this good.
Oh, no. That's fine. Okay.
Oh! Listen, I'm sorry I don't handle clarinetists, but thanks.
What's the matter? Where are the poems?
Well, look at it this way, Vera. You didn't lose an agent. You gained a... Honey, you lost an agent.
That's the record that made me want to be a singer.
Who is that, anyway?
Joe Stafford.
He's got an awfully high voice.
You never did tell me. What kind of singers do you handle?
Now, that's not important. What is important is your style. Now, why don't you tell me what kind of singers influenced you, and that'll give me a better idea of your...
Oh, style?
Your style and
sure.
All.
Well, there was Peggy Lee, June Christie, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh, yeah, Tony Orlando and Dawn. They are fabulous. Do you know Knock Three Times?
I do. I got the L.
Oh, Patty Page.
Hey, do you know Leon Russell's Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey?
Jerry Southern.
Oh, you got the album?
Rosemary Clooney. Margaret Truman.
Hey, Tommy, can you be bought?
Every man's got his price.
What if I offer you a buck to go to the movies?
I'd ask for three.
I'll give you two.
Thank you. He sure sounds like an agent.
You don't sit through that movie twice and you come right home afterwards, you hear me?
I'm not going bar hopping on $2.
And you don't sit next to anybody with a raincoat.
Now then.
Now then?
Yeah, it's fun time.
Fun time?
Boy, you sound like a parrot.
A parrot?
Yeah.
Listen, I really want to talk to you about a singing job.
All right, I was going to keep it as a surprise, but I think I can get you into the Coconut Grove. Yeah, I got contacts there.
The Coconut Grove has been closed for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, I meant the other place.
Hold it.
I always get it mixed up with that.
Hold it.
It's got a tree name.
Hold it.
The Oak Room?
Okay, you're not a Hollywood agent. What do you really do for a living?
I'm a hosiery salesman from Portland.
I love it. Oh, I auditioned in a diner for a 20-year-old hosiery salesman from Portland.
I'm 25.
Oh.
That's free samples in the car.
What a break. So far this week, I've been offered candy bars and nylons. What is this, World War II? You probably don't remember that either.
Hey, everybody, hold it right there. I'm sorry, honey, but me and Cleo was having a beer with the night clerk at Sitzman's
right,
Motel.
Flo, and I know. He's not a Hollywood agent.
Movie's for 50. I need more money.
You don't have to go to
50
the movie. Give the money back.
What's he doing here?
There's no harm done, Tom. I'll give you the 50
cents. Don't take that money.
Are you still here? Go sell some pantyhose.
What happened, though? When I left, things were moving right along.
Well, Tommy, it seems that our friend Joel here's been hiding a few things. Go on and scare.
Well, everybody's got something to hide.
Except me and my monkey.
Now I'll never get to meet Tatum O'Neill.
Well, honey, I'm sorry about all this.
Oh. You want a beer?
No, I still got a buzz on from drinking with Cleo. Now listen, honey, you don't have to give up. There's plenty of places for you to sing right around here.
Oh, sure. The laundromat, the bakery, the bus depot. I will never, never even talk to a guy who's not at least 47. 46.
Well, now, I don't know. That little Joe wasn't too hard to look at.
No.
Just imagine if he had been an agent. Cute little thing like that showing up in front of your house. Take you to a Hollywood premiere.
Yeah, on his tricycle.
Oh, Vera, where I got it, honey, I got it. It's okay, Vera. It's all right. It's all right.
You okay?
What's today's special, Mel?
Creamed turkey and Brussels sprouts.
Let me have another piece of pie.
Brussels sprouts made me a man.
Got enough back there to make another one for Mom?
I guess we both missed out on Hollywood, huh?
Yeah.
And a boyfriend?
Hey, Vera, maybe I could get you a date with Cleo Buford.
Cleo?
Yeah.
He hasn't got any pizzazz.
She's right. Honey, under that dull exterior beats a brand new Chrysler with red leather upholstery, and that's pizzazz.
She's right.
Hello there, sugar plum.
Hello there.
Boy, you sure look good today. I'll give you a candy bar if you come in the back room with me for 5 minutes.
With or without almonds?
La la la.